here are some bull bits for you.
Wait, did you say bits?
Yeah, buddy. That's what I said. Bull bits. On 95.3 The Bull.
Start off with something right down your alley. How about this? Kellogg's is developing Apple Jacks Pop-Tarts. Yeah.
Ooh.
That's the best thing I think I've heard all week.
I love it. I don't see how they could go wrong. Apple cinnamon Pop-Tarts? That sounds incredible. The cinnamon Pop-Tarts alone, let me say this loudly, clearly, and with my chest. The cinnamon Pop-Tarts are the best Pop-Tarts.
I like how you bang your chest like, yeah, they're the best, man. They're going on sale starting in April, so you still have to wait a few days. Sorry.
Ugh.
Yeah. Anything you have on your end?
Like, yeah, I think this is pretty interesting. So the underwear brand Saks has paid $32,500 for the pair of underwear that Bryan Cranston wore as Walter White in the first couple of episodes of Breaking Bad. They said that we simply could not let another man subject his nether regions to these. Stay tuned, gentlemen. I don't know what they plan on doing with these underwear, but they purchased them for an exorbitant price.
You want an exorbitant price? How about this? Up to $100 million. That's what they're thinking. Michael Jordan's shoes are going to be collecting at auction. Six shoes that Michael Jordan wore during the Bulls championship run in the 90s are going to be auctioned off. They said each one's going to bring in about $20 million a pair.
Yep. Seems
that's crazy.
About right. When you look at like the going rate of his shoes just on like eBay or whatever, like people charge through the nose. Now, you say that Michael Jordan's foot has been inside of the shoe and he played basketball in the shoe.
Yeah.
That is going to drive up that price dramatically.
And you're wondering, how did they even get their hands on six pairs of Michael Jordan shoes? Well, it was somebody on the Bulls employee roster that collected the shoes. I guess they throw them out.
That or Jordan says, here, kid,
I don't like
have
this
these.
One. Six pairs, if six you, times.
If there's
yeah.
a way to make $100 million off of shoes, I'm going to do it. Believe me. I'm surprised he's hung on to them for as long as he has, if this is the scenario that it indeed has played out and has happened.
And finally, you got one more?
I do. So Gabrielle, I think it's Gerhardt of Wisconsin, has set a new world record. She must be the luckiest person in the world. She has the largest four-leaf clover collection of over, follow me here, 118,719 four-leaf clovers in her collection, which absolutely smashes the old record by 7,000 four-leaf clovers. She says she has been collecting because it soothes her mind.
Just walking around looking at grass and trying to find a four-leaf clover.
Yeah, well, you could either look down looking at your phone or your laptop or your computer all the time, or you can look down looking for four-leaf clovers and luck. How many pennies do you think she's found?
No, she can't find it because she's too busy going for clovers.